Right. Welcome to a very special edition of the Desert Wales podcast. The reason why it's so special is because we've got a new microphone this week. Greg, would you like to tell us why we've got a new microphone?
No.
Well, okay, I'll tell that then. I forgot the mic. And so what did you have to do to get the mic? Did you have to put it in your bag?
I had to wake up this morning and put the mic in my bag and then bring it. And I woke up this morning, didn't put the mic in my bag, and then came here. And then, like, when we went to set the mic up, I was like, oh shit.
Do you know what it's a little bit like? It's a little bit like going to have a wee bowl of cereal in the morning and forgetting to put the milk in your cereal.
Or forgetting to put the cereal in the cereal, aye.
Or just thinking to yourself, I'm going to have a bowl of cereal this morning, and then just walking out the door without doing anything about it.
Aye, yeah, that's not bad. But, in fairness, we're a team, so we rise together, we go down together.
Aye, well, you know, it's your fault.
That is 100% my fault. There's nothing I can say about this one. Although in saying that, I'm quite surprised it was me that forgot the mic. I thought that'd be something that you would do. But,
well, you've proved yourself wrong on that point. So there you go. And I feel vindicated. So
I want to apologise to Tommy, who was on the bus coming here.
I know,
I texted him saying,
Tommy, we're really sorry, but we decided that we wanted to have something rather than nothing. So how about you go and enjoy your wee hangover day?
He did sound like he was going to hate life anyway.
I know, it was Tommy's birthday the weekend there. So if anybody is actually listening to this and wants to send a wee belated birthday message,
happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Do it. That's how we're doing it. It's probably the first time he's going to hear us happy birthday. But I like Jugger said it on text, I think, about 20 minutes ago.
So yeah. This will probably sound awful, but it's on my phone because but they're wondering, like, there's not got a mic, how they're recording?
recording on Greg's delicious little phone. So, as ever, I'm Richard.
And I'm Greg.
And this is a very special episode.
This is like what Desert Wales podcast is, episode 006 and a half. Or 6 1/4 or something.
Something like that, yeah. 002 or 5 1/2.
We've not done 6.
No.
Oh, this was 6.
This was going to be 6.
Oh, right.
Okay. So we'll call this one 5 1/2.
Right, 5 1/2.
Okay, so we're only going to do a really, really short one because obviously the quality of the... Well, the quality of the audio is not going to be very good. So, we'll just crack on with a couple of wee bits of news, which is going to be a new wee section for us. We're just going to talk about a little bits of news that we've found out in the past couple of weeks between recordings. And I think one of the first things we can start off on is a picture of Lex Luthor.
Yep.
Jesse Eisenberg's incarnation thereof has been released. I think it looks pretty cool.
I think it looks ace.
It does look pretty cool.
I wasn't convinced when it was first cast, but though I didn't want to get on the bandwagon and saying, like, that's wrong, because it can't be, after the whole Heath Ledger Joker thing.
Well, exactly, yeah.
So I'm now just basically waiting to see what happens with them, but he looks ace. I wasn't sure how the whole age thing was going to work, because he looks younger. I think he looks younger than Superman.
Aye. He does it well. I mean, like, Henry Cavill looks, he's a pretty young looking guy anyway, so so, I mean, you could play them off quite well against each other. And, you know, Ben Affleck, I suppose he'll look older, like an older, kind of rugged Batman.
Batman.
Well, hopefully it won't sound like that.
Batman.
Take it one step closer, one step further.
But I think it looks good. I'm really excited.
It does. So we've seen pictures now of, well, obviously we've seen Superman, Batman, Lex Luthor,
Wonder Woman,
yeah, both of them. Who else have we got left?
Cyborg,
there'll be one of Cyborg coming at some point.
I think that's about it, is it not?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's probably it, actually.
Yeah.
Is there another villain that was cast? Is it Darkseid?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been cast, man. I don't know who the villain's going to be.
Or Doomsday.
Doomsday.
I don't know.
I can't tell you. Oh. The one thing about the Lex Luthor is the fact that he's rumoured to be in a Suicide Squad as well, so, and we've seen a lot of them.
Yeah,
but I don't know how that's gonna work. There's gonna be a lot of characters in any film, isn't there?
Exactly.
Superman's gonna have so many people on it.
Yeah. Moving on from that, Arkham Knight, the game coming out across various platforms has been delayed. It's only by 3 weeks.
To be honest, I'm happy with that because I'd rather they delayed it and got it right than
absolutely.
Day one DLC, day one patch.
Make a a DLC pack out of something that should have been in the game already.
Aye.
Like, bastard.
Like something that they've got wrong. Yeah. And like, yeah, oh, that DLC fixes that building. Yeah. That actually looks bad.
Aye, so now all the buildings have got colour. Yeah.
It's in black and white.
I'm not particularly fussed, but it's only 3 weeks. I might care a little bit more once the film shut up, once the game actually comes out, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I'd rather get it right. And finally, one more thing I was going to bring up on the Primal podcast, not this one, because it is, like I say, that's shambles.
Again, which is good.
Last time, actually. Anyway, Camden, yeah, professionals here. Professionals.
We are.
The Walking Dead. Oh. Walking Dead spin-off. Happy with that? Well, I for now, but also there's also the spin-off as well.
Sorry, we're talking about the spin-off, aren't we? I think...
Needed...
I don't think it is needed. Yeah. Depending on what it actually is and what it actually turns out to be, because we know the characters are like a teacher, or like a sort of male mid-age teacher, female, I think she's mid-age guidance counsellor with her two kids, a boy, a guy and a girl. The guy's got apparently got a drug addict. He's a drug addict, and he's got a bit of a problem coming out of the zombie apocalypse. Cold turkey. I think that could be quite cool. That could work quite well.
It depends how much that comes into it, though, because it could be the fact that maybe is fun for the first few episodes, and then you're like, oh, this is fucking boring.
Exactly, because it's just going to be him going, oh, I need a fix. And it's going to be that. That's it for like.
The thing is, if you need a fix that bad, you can just kill yourself.
Well, yeah, maybe you should.
First episode, good.
I'm going to take it!
You heard it here first, major spoilers.
There you go, aye.
But yeah, I'll do this, man. I'll watch it. I will probably watch it, but I'm not that excited about it.
No, it could fit. It could very well be. It could be a hit. Could be a miss. We don't know. We don't really know that much about it. But
the fact that they've kept The Walking Dead in the title,
yeah,
kind of,
and the title of the show,
yeah, Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen for me.
Nothing. Could do once we see a trailer. Who knows?
Aye, that's true. If they went with the game, if they'd taken the story from the get, like what's his face, Lee and Clementine, and that made a show like that, I'd have been all over it.
Oh yeah, but I think everybody would have been.
I think it's because these characters are based on nothing. I think that's what it is. They're just,
they've got nothing to do with the other show.
No,
from what we know, this is in LA. It's set in LA. This one, and the other one's set in Washington, or Georgia.
Atlanta,
yeah. Georgia. Yeah, so
America.
That's the one. That one. Aye, the big island across the way. Aye.
Canada.
But it's, we don't know enough about it to really make that much of a judgment about it. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know.
I don't have a need for it.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see. It'll probably be quality anyway when it comes out. But. And we'll just pick holes in that as well.
I will do that.
Walking Dead is not watertight, is it?
It's really not. The Walking Dead is the greatest shit TV program ever.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Right. Well, that's. I think that's us for another week. And in case you usually skip through the start of our podcast to get right into the meaty parts, this is actually the end now because
we forgot the mic.
We. Replace that with I, and there you go. That's
Richard forgot the mic.
No, right, no, we've already established.
No, it was me. Totally my bad.
That is fine. We'll record again, and you haven't heard The Last of Us. Unless this is like the last time you ever want to listen to us, then you will have heard The Last of Us.
Oh, unless I forget the mic again.
Or forget the mic again, and that's that.
So, yeah.
You also forgot the bell, so we kind of give it a ding.
Oh,
so,
I did. I forgot the bell, man. And the what's it called? Kazoo.
The kazoo. So what we'll do is, and now because I've misplaced the harmonica, I'll just use that as setting up.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.